welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Kendra, and happy February. I hope you're doing well. I hope your business is crushing it and you're having a really good start to 2022. Today, I want to talk about hiring, which I actually love talking about because it's one of the ways in which you can build a lot of freedom in your business. And I'm all about building businesses that provide you a ton of flexibility and a ton of freedom. And a way to do that, a really important way to do that, is by hiring the right people for your business without overhiring or hiring too many people. Now, a lot of people will ask me, when in your business is the right time to start hiring? And truthfully, I think it depends. And it kind of depends on you and your business and your goals and how well your business is doing. But I can really tell you on when is not a good time to start hiring. So I had a woman reach out to me on Instagram. This was maybe about a month ago. And she was brand new, hadn't started her business. And she's like, I'm really looking for someone to help me build my business and get my team hired. And I was like, wait a second, like you don't even have a business. Like you have no business hiring a team. And so there's a lot of bad information out there. And I think there's a lot of coaches or gurus or whatever, experts, who kind of tell you that you need to get this team hired before you start the business. And that's simply not true. That's actually going to make you really stressed out. And I think at that point, you don't even know enough to hire, right? In order to hire people in your business, you usually have to train them. Usually you're the expert. And if you don't even know what your business is doing, that is not a good time to hire people, okay? But that being said, I think you can start outsourcing small jobs in your business as early as possible. Okay. And this is something that I really push my students to do because they're trying to do everything in their business, right? And what you're going to learn, or what you have learned if you're more established, is that there's a lot of shit to do in your business. And it's actually impossible to try to do it all. And when you try to do it all, you end up working crazy hours. And again, we get into our business because we want flexibility. We want to make our own hours. We want freedom. But when you're trying to do everything, and wear all the hats in your business, ultimately what happens is you are working 40 hours a week or more. So I believe that you really should start outsourcing small jobs as early as possible, right? Because usually in the first couple of years of our business, you know, we're not making a huge amount of income. And so we don't want to be spending a ton on hiring, but we can start to outsource small jobs. And this can actually help you grow a lot in your business and make more money in your business because it frees up your time, right? Because if you're spending all your time bookkeeping, or you're spending all your time scheduling social media, or you're spending all your time answering customer service emails, you're not actually going to be able to build the business, right? And business building activities are critical to your growth, right? These are things like creating campaigns, marketing, social media content, making webinars, building your program, that sort of thing. And if you can't do those tasks in your business because you're too busy doing all the admin stuff, well, your business is not going to grow. And essentially what you've done is you've just created a job for yourself within your business. So a lot of people will ask me, well, what are these small jobs that I can start outsourcing? And so something you can do is called the zone of genius exercise. Now, I didn't come up with this and I honestly can't remember who did. So shout out to whoever created the zone of genius exercise. But essentially, you can open a notebook and you can create a quadrant. So a little T with lines. So there's four quadrants, right? And in one quadrant, you could have the zone of incompetence. In the next quadrant, you can have the zone of competence. And then you can have in one of the lower quadrants, the zone of excellence. And then the final quadrant, the zone of genius. Okay. Now, the zone of incompetence is what you can do is you can write down all the different things that you do in your business that you hate. So these are things that you're bad at and things that you fucking hate. And you know someone else could do a lot better than you. Now, you can write those all down there and then you can move on to the zone of competence. So these are activities that you're okay at, but you know someone could do better than you. So you don't hate them as much as the tasks in the zone of incompetence, but you just kind of dislike them and you know you're not the best at doing them. Okay. Then there's zone of excellence. So these are things that you are good at, but you don't really love doing them. And then in your zone of genius quadrant, these are the things that you are uniquely good at, things that you love to do, that give you energy. And this is probably going to be things like coaching your clients, like maybe building your program, maybe speaking, like whatever that is, right? And so the things that you really should start slowly outsourcing are everything that you wrote in the zone of incompetence. Of course, there may be certain things in there that you can't really outsource. So one of them might be sales, right? It might be sales calls, for example. Yes, you can hire someone to do your sales calls, but it's not something that you should outsource until you're making pretty good money in your business because it's a pretty big expense. Maybe in there is like creating social media content. Well, I really do believe that you need to be creating your social media content, but there are aspects of social media content that you could outsource, like scheduling or the design side of things, right? And so the reason why we want to start to outsource the zone of incompetence is because these are the soul-sucking tasks, right? When I think about productivity, I really just think of it as energy management, right? Because truthfully, we can't get more time in the day. We can only better manage our energy. And if we are spending our time on things that we fucking hate and we're bad at doing, that actually ruins our energy for the zone of genius stuff, right? The things that we love doing and that light us up. So I truly believe that having better productivity and getting more done is focusing on the things that we are good at. Now, obviously, if you're newer in your business, you might not be able to outsource everything you don't like, but know that that can be one of your goals. And me personally, I've basically outsourced everything that I don't like doing in my business, to the point where the only things that I work on in my business are content creation, supporting my students, and updating my programs. That's basically all that I do. Okay. So, for example, if content was one of your zones of incompetence, you're just like, I'm not very good at this. Well, know that you can get better at this, but maybe you hire someone to schedule all your social media. Maybe you hire someone to design your social media because you are sick of spending all your time in Canva and you are not very good at design, like a lot of us, right? So you can essentially write your content, pass it over someone to design it, and then pass it over someone to schedule it, which is what I do with my content because I don't want to schedule it. I don't want to design anything. And so all I do is I write my content, which means that I can do a month's worth of Instagram content in usually 3 to 4 hours. So a good example is the other day on one of our HCA coaching calls, I had a woman who was a little bit older and she's just like, look, I'm so stuck in the tech. I feel like it's preventing me from moving forward. Like I can't make any progress. And I said, hey, maybe you should hire a tech VA, right? There are virtual assistants that will do the tech for you. I have one, her name is Kim. She's amazing. I actually just hired her in summer. I actually did all the tech in my business up until summer and I'm going into year 9. And I really should have hired her a long time ago, but it's been amazing, right? She takes care of the tech. She makes sure it's set up. When things go wrong, she takes care of it. It's amazing. And when you think about my business, right? Like I have a high multi six-figure business. I generate a lot of revenue. I have quite a few students. And she does about 5 to 10 hours a month in my business. 5 to 10 hours a month. It's not that much. So you can imagine in your business that is probably a lot smaller than mine. Like it really wouldn't be that big of an expense. And in the case of this woman, like she isn't making any progress in her business. So I was like, well, either you can just commit to learning the tech and have grace for yourself that it's going to take longer, or you can just hire someone and start moving forward. So I believe she decided to hire someone. I believe she decided that the expense was worth it so that she could actually start making progress in her business. Now, another one of my students was really struggling to do her social media. She would procrastinate, procrastinate, procrastinate. She just wasn't making content. And again, that was really holding her up in her business. And she's someone who came from a corporate job where she had deadlines and people holding her accountable. So I said, look, why don't you just hire someone to schedule your social media content for you? Because then you're going to have a deadline. You're going to tell this person, I'm going to have this content for the month by the 15th of every month for the next month or whatever. And just having someone to hold her accountable, literally just hiring someone who was literally expecting her to give her stuff to schedule on a particular date actually made her take action. So sometimes hiring out these tiny little jobs can actually help us be more productive, especially if you're someone who does come from a corporate job where you're used to having deadlines and you're used to someone holding you accountable. Because a lot of times, I mean, always in your business, no one's holding you accountable. But when you start bringing people into your business, it actually starts making you more accountable because then people can't do their jobs until you get them the stuff. So I think these little jobs, either maybe one-off jobs or just people who are doing very minute jobs in your business, I think you can do that early on, okay? Especially when you're starting to notice that you're spending so much time on something you hate and it's not moving your business forward. Sometimes the hiring is the only thing that's going to actually bring your business forward. Now, in terms of hiring your first ongoing contractor, I think you should do that at probably the $80,000 a year mark, maybe $80,000 to six figures. I hired my first virtual assistant at about $80,000. I probably could have done it a little bit earlier, okay? Now, there's a couple different perspectives on this. And personally, the first major hire that I did was a virtual assistant. And the great news is with outsourcing, it doesn't have to be expensive. You can outsource to all different countries where the exchange rate goes far. My first virtual assistant lived in Peru and I paid her $9 an hour. So it was very affordable. And I believe she did about 3 to 4 hours a week for me. But that was 3 to 4 hours a week extra for me where I could work on my business or really just take some time off, right? So a lot of people, the first person that they will hire is a virtual assistant. But I think a good move for someone, especially if you are at that $80,000 mark, right? You've probably at that point, like your business is more established, you probably have some systems. But if you're not an organized person, I actually recommend hiring an online business manager for a one-time project to come in and organize your business and then hire a virtual assistant to do the admin tasks for you. That's actually what I would recommend. This is something I actually wish I had done. Now, an online business manager, if you don't know what this is someone who essentially manages the day-to-day in your business. Think of like if you owned a restaurant and then you hired a general manager, right? So they come in, they deal with the staff, they deal with the schedule, they make sure everything is running well and basically manage things while you're not there. That's kind of what an online business manager is. I'm going to refer to an online business manager as an OBM moving forward, okay? So an OBM is a really great hire in your business once you are way more established, right? For example, in my business, I have quite a few contractors and we have launches and we have events. And so my OBM, her name is Elise, she actually organizes all those things for me. So when our contractors have questions, they go to Elise and they don't come to me. Because truthfully, I don't want to be a manager of people. And so that's why I brought in Elise, okay? But a lot of times, like it doesn't make sense to hire an OBM when you're at like the $80,000 to $100,000 mark. This is something you would hire probably well down the road in your business. Also, they are more expensive, right? It's an expensive hire. So it's not something I would do at the $80,000 to $100,000 mark, okay? But you can hire them. There's a lot of OBMs that will do a one-time project where they'll come in, they will organize your business, set up systems and processes, set up basically like to-dos and instructions for everything so that it's really easy for you to bring someone like a virtual assistant into your business, okay? Because I want to make the distinction. An online business manager is a manager. They think for themselves. They make decisions in the business, right? They tell people what to do. That's not a virtual assistant. A virtual assistant just takes orders from you, right? They just basically do what you tell them to do. Right? A virtual assistant isn't someone who should be making decisions in your business, right? But if your business is unorganized, right? If someone comes into your business and it's all over the place, it's going to be really hard for a virtual assistant to do a good job, right? And this is something that I came up against when I hired my first virtual assistant, because really up until that point, my business, everything was in my head. I didn't have anything written down. And I realized that if I was going to hire someone, I needed to document the things in my business that I wanted them to do, right? I couldn't just say, hey, schedule my social media. I had to say, okay, we use later.com to schedule our social media. This is how you use it. And these are the deadlines around it, right? You can't just throw someone to the shark, especially not a virtual assistant. So when you're at that $80,000 to $100,000 mark, you can find an online business manager, one-time project to come in, set up your business, put everything into a project management tool like Asana or Monday or Notion or whatever. And then once that's done, everything will be super streamlined and it'll be really easy for you to bring a virtual assistant into the business because you can be like, hey, you're going to do this, 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 and this. And here are all the processes for doing that. And then a virtual assistant can do things like answer your emails. They can respond to customer inquiries. They can onboard your clients, offboard your clients. They can schedule social media. They can do things like that. Now, something that I think I've seen a lot, especially for established coaches who are at that $80,000 to $100,000 mark, is that they're very hesitant to outsource or hire because they say, well, I'm a control freak. I think I can do it better myself. And this is actually a really, really toxic mindset for a business owner to have. And what I will tell you is it will hold you back from growth. And in my experience of working with thousands of coaches, of being in mastermind programs with other business owners, this is one of the main reasons why people don't move forward in their business, why they are unable to grow their business to the level that they want, and also the reason why people are working too much and burning out. It's really important to delegate. And this can be tough because it's your business, right? You want the control. And I get it. I've been there too. But if you don't learn to delegate, you will burn out. And I can't tell you how many entrepreneurs I've watched burn out simply because they are unable to delegate. So it's very toxic. And again, it can be the main reason why your business doesn't grow. So in 2022, one of the biggest things I did was I learned how to delegate better. I learned how to hire better, and my business took off. I had a huge growth year in 2022, even though most businesses like lost money. And a big part of that was actually learning how to delegate and relinquish control. Now, something I do want to say is I am not a fan of a big team. I only want to grow to the point where I don't need a massive team. There are some people out there who want that. They are really into leadership. They want full-time employees and all that sort of thing. I don't have a big team. Now, this might seem big to you just because if you only have one person working for you or zero, then this might seem big. But keep in mind that my business generates about $700,000 to $750,000 a year. I don't have anyone who's full-time. No one who works for me works full-time for me. No one is an employee. Everyone's a contractor and everyone is very part-time. The person who works the most for my business is my OBM, Elise. She probably works about 8 to 10 hours a week for me. Sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less. My virtual assistant, who mainly deals with our customer service inbox, probably works about 5 to 10 hours a week. Okay. I have a general VA, probably does about 10 hours a week, or maybe 5 to 8 hours a week. I have a social media manager, aka my boyfriend, Ryan, and he films my YouTube videos, he scripts, he schedules, he designs my social media content. I have a tech VA who probably does about 5 to 10 hours a month for me. So she manages all the tech and sets up all the tech stuff in my business, right? And then I have 4 coaches who help me in my program. I have 3 in HTME Expert and I have 1 for HCA. That's it. So it's not a huge amount of people. And I know that you're like, well, that's kind of a lot of people. I get it, but just consider where my business is at. And honestly, I don't really think I'm going to hire much more. I think I will at some point hire a second coach for HCA. And at some point, I will probably hire someone to help me in the DMs because right now I'm getting such a high volume of DMs, I can't keep up. So I'm probably going to have to hire that out. But other than that, I don't think there's anyone else I would really need to hire. And the beauty of having my OBM, Elise, is she deals with people, right? So people rarely have questions for me because they're always going to Elise. So she manages the people and she makes sure the projects are good to go. So if we have a launch, she will essentially figure out everything we need to do for the launch and then she'll delegate to me, which is great because she'll just give me a list of things I need to do. The other thing that she does for me that I love, this is literally my favorite thing ever, is she creates a to-do list for me every week. So every week I go into my Asana, which is just a project management tool, and I have a little list in there and I have a bunch of checkboxes. She's like, these are all the things that you need to do this week. And I freaking love that. Okay. So the take home for this is if you are before the $80,000 mark, remember these are loose. I think you should just be kind of outsourcing small jobs And at about the $80,000 mark, maybe a bit earlier, you can hire your first ongoing contractor. And I really actually recommend hiring an online business manager for a one-time project to come in and organize your business. And then you can hire an ongoing virtual assistant. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Wealthy Coach Podcast. If you love this episode, I would so appreciate if you could give me a 5-star review. You can just go to ratethispodcast.com/wealthy. That's ratethispodcast.com/wealthy. And I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.